We are now going to hear another remarkable story. Derek James tells us this month about Flora Sanders, who prayed every night when she was a little girl that she would wake up as a boy because she wanted to be a soldier. Here is Tony Stimson with Derek James's findings.
The story of this extraordinary woman in the book We Also Serve begins and ends in Suffolk. What a unique and amazing life she led as a gallant and brave member of the Serbian army. She was the only British woman to have officially served as a soldier in the First World War. Little Flora became the tough, no-nonsense, hard-drinking Captain Sanders, gold Cara George star with swords, twice mentioned in dispatches. Her story is told so well by Dr. Vivian Newman in her brilliant book, which is a thought-provoking social history of women's involvement in the First World War, one which is all too often forgotten about. At the start of the First World War, the War Office advised women to go home and sit still. Thank goodness many ignored this advice. By 1918, hundreds of thousands of women across the world were working in all kinds of ways to help the war effort. They toiled for long hours in manufacturing factories, were munitions workers, ran hospitals at home and within the sight and sound of the guns on the front line, and more. More than 1,000 women lost their lives as a direct result of the war, and then there was Flora Sanders. Born in 1876 into a traditional middle-class family, her father became the vicar at peaceful and picturesque St. Andrew's Church, Marlsford in Suffolk, where he grew up. To describe Flora as a tomboy would be an understatement. She could ride a horse like a cowboy, she drank, she smoked, she could speak French and German, and she was also a skilled shorthand typist. She went to Cairo and moved to America, where she allegedly shot a man in self-defense. Back in England, she became an accomplished driver. She joined an underground rifle range in London and became an excellent shot with a service revolver. Driving, shooting and drinking, tough Flora was well equipped for war. They didn't want her as a nurse in this country, probably too scared, so she joined the Serb-American Red Cross unit and left our shores in the summer of 1914, making her way with 36 others to the Balkans, not an easy journey. She taught herself Serbian and joined the army. Promoted to sergeant, she was constantly involved in brutal warfare. Her comrades died around her, and in November 1916, she was wounded. Her revolver received the full impact of a bomb which would otherwise have killed her. As she was treated for shrapnel wounds without anaesthetic, the surgeon stuck a cigarette in her mouth and told her to shut up and remember she was a soldier. We follow Flora as she became the first woman to receive Serbia's highest award for gallantry, the Cara George Star, bringing automatic promotion to Sergeant Major. 6 months on, she was back in the field helping to win the war. In 1919, she survived another brush with death when she caught influenza, which was treated successfully by a vet with doses of horse linctus. An Act of Parliament was passed to enable her to take up the rank of captain, not because she was a woman, but because she was a foreigner. After the war, Flora married Yuri. They lived in various European capitals, and she was reported to be the first taxicab driver in Belgrade. When the Second World War broke out, she re-enlisted for the army and was arrested by the Gestapo in what was then Yugoslavia. This brilliant book also includes many other incredible stories about the women of the First World War, including one about a Norfolk woman who has certainly not been forgotten, Edith Cavell. As for Flora, she spent her final years back in Suffolk, living at Wickham Market, and flying around the Suffolk lanes in her electric wheelchair. She died in November 1956 at hospital in Ipswich. There is a memorial plaque dedicated to her at St Andrew's Church, Marlsford. We also served The Forgotten Women of the First World War by Vivian Newman is published by Pen and Sword at £12.99 and is an important and fascinating read.
Thank you, Tony. So, we have electric wheelchairs and electric bikes in this edition. Maybe this is the empowerment and energising Claire Balding was telling us about.